I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
This week on the Beard Laws Podcast.
I'm getting a 40 piece and two large fries for $13.99 while you pay that for a 10 piece combo. You and I are not the same. I get 20 minutes. Do I want to either touch my hit a bowl or do I want to install a bidet? I'm going to do two out of the three and I can tell you.
Well, I mean, both like, two of those things involve touching a bowl, if that helps.
Like fucking yep. Moses going across the fucking water, bro. I was like, this is a shortcut. Like, this is amazing. I got super sperm, so I know that I wouldn't get my money's worth.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. Ubid, Brandon, and Beard Loss with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. Ubid, the jester, in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, a culinary dream.
I was waiting for you to say something, Ubid. Every time you say something smart ass, you get us giggling, and there was just nothing. We were just staring all serious. I don't know what it was.
Yeah, I was busy. And then honestly, just the whole, I'm self-conscious about the voice right now. And just, I knew I'd fuck up anything that I tried to say. And honestly, I was waiting for Burley. He has the best
voice. You sound like Kanye West kid. Have you heard her?
Honestly, I feel like I was talking to people. Of course, I have to, you know, speak a lot over the phone. And I was, I told this one person, I was like, sorry, I sound like Joan Rivers. And he lost it. And he's like, you know what, man? I'm going to go ahead and book just for saying that. And I was like, there we go.
That works. Like, that works.
That's pretty solid.
It's very raspy. I feel like I've been smoking for fucking 55 years. And I'm not even in my mid-30s yet. It's terrible.
Do you feel bad?
Slight headache. I've been losing this voice for it's like a week now, like to the point where it'll start getting better and then just immediately bad again. But I have kids who keep alternating being sick, so I feel like I have no chance of ever getting healthy until they all finally fucking get rid of it.
Dude, the amount of sickness that goes around with kids really makes me like, there's something to homeschooling. There's something to it, dude, because schools are cesspools of just disgusting kids. Fucking gross, dude.
Yeah, but imagine how much worse it was when we were in school.
No. I firmly believe that we had better immune systems.
I see. I think that is true. But I think the schools were just as nasty, if not nastier, because I think they have to keep them cleaner. And they have the devices that like to have at hospitals and schools where they can just wheel in this thing and it like UV cleans everything. Where they didn't have that shit. I'd walk into certain bathrooms, there'd be a wall full of friggin' boogers.
Yeah, that's, you know what fake I mean? News. It's all bullshit to keep you. That's propagandist leftist horse shit.
We talked about one point, dishwashers. They clean dishes too clean. Back in the day, your ma or your dad, your grandma, they were hand washing dishes, doing a half-assed job, and it was building our immune system.
Dishwasher I married fucking does it just fine. So just, yeah.
You know?
Not too much. No, oh, dude, shit. I mean, I know this is hack to say, but I never heard of a peanut allergy until I was an adult, you know? I know this joke's been said 1,000 times, but it's true. I took peanut butter and jelly sandwiches to school. Yeah. All the time. You know?
The gluten allergy as well. Like, I don't, yeah. That's, but after 2008.
Dude, like, I was in my late 20s when I heard about gluten.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's gay. <I know>. So.
Yeah, there's some kids in the new one. Oh, my buddy, he's a farmer. They own a really big farm. His youngest daughter is allergic to dairy, like milk and everything. And they have a huge dairy farm. And I mean, the headache from there, you got to make sure she's not eating cheese and this and this. And I'm like, oh,
you know what God the Vikings damn. Did with kids like that? Just down the river.
I think the Amish do, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was going to say, just, I think, yeah, I think.
He set up 4 buggies tied to each arm and just let them go.
They're not down with the syndrome. You know what I mean? Like they send those, but it's like the pit of death in 300. King Leonidas out there just, this boom. Is Spartan little kids. Boom.
Just pour a little bit of milk out for the homies. You know,
instead of Leonidas, it's King Jedediah. If I can
just... King Jedediah.
Boom.
King Jebediah Yoder the 7th.
Nice.
Speaking of that.
There's a lot of inbreeding in there, right?
Oh, a lot.
Oh, it has to be.
And I said it in our group chat the other day, and I think you guys were kidding with the Amish. They legit, within the last decade, there was an area, I say near me because anywhere within 1 to 2 hours is near me. And there was an area that was paying guys to come in to impregnate their wives to stop the inbreeding because it was that terrible. And it was thousands of dollars. And... A lot of people were like, oh, my buddy. I had a buddy that was very, very, very considering it. But the husband has to watch to make sure that completing in there and then, you know, all that good stuff. And you don't get paid until she's actually pregnant.
Dude.
So either this guy was hustling back in the day, just, you know, hey, the wife was into this stuff, you know, playing like a loophole. Or, no, they're super inbred. I mean, very, very much so.
Would y'all do it?
Yes.
If we're all single, I'm in. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. You have to be single. I mean, regardless. Well,
I mean, I don't know who's listening. So it's spring break. Fuck it. No. I mean, I would for sure. And you have to wait till they're pregnant. So you're making multiple trips to the farmhouse. Let's good. Go, dude. That's a literal roll in the hay.
I got super sperm, so I know that I wouldn't get my money's worth. Fucking one fucking 30-second session, and she's gonna have triplets. Like, it's bullshit.
Oh,
wait,
what kind of paperwork so you don't have to pay for these old bastards?
Yeah, that's okay. So that was my question too. What's the legality of the? I don't want this thing coming out after what?
They don't have a great lawyer. I didn't dig into it. Like, it made the local news. Like, we have like a Channel 7 news. It was on the news and everything. I don't know if I can't imagine you had to sign a contract. I don't know. But either way, I'm straight. No.
Were the requirements? Like, did you have to be a certain race, certain height, certain, like, was there?
They're like putting out ads, hot local MILF Amish or near you. You know?
I'm just saying. So, like, what if there was a gentleman from Georgia, you know, Atlanta or something like that, and he's like, hey, I'm interested. I don't think, at least, maybe you, Matt. Maybe you, Burley, have you guys ever seen an Amish person other than Caucasian?
I have not.
Well, I mean, okay, how do I word this? The males from Atlanta are not really going to stick around anyways, so you're probably good.
That is an interesting thing. I have seen one little person Amish.
What?
I've seen one.
He was a little Amish?
Yep. Yeah. And
eat me too, you fuck.
I think he left the community and now is just
in
one
a big
of us.
Way.
He got lost at the mall. Yeah.
That's possible. I tell you what though, you come up for a week and I show you all of the actual Amish in there, and I have to imagine you're gonna go, I'm out. not going to do it. I don't know how much money.
I'm in for the story, dude.
I like the unibrow.
Yeah, there's that too. I mean, I loved Kingpin. That seemed fun.
Yeah, but they don't look like that.
I mean, the churning the butter. Oh, I just want to just get this dick once. You know what I mean? Just a vigorous hand job. Never hurt anybody.
They all have big forearms because they're burying their children all the time.
They are pretty tough. Pretty tough women. You know what? You guys are in. Doesn't mean I am. But I support you guys.
Well, what if we got a second chair for you to sit in next?
I was going to say the same thing. Like, if you would like to watch, you're more than welcome.
There's nothing less that I want to see is like a piston shout of you guys.
I would watch you, Euban. I would watch.
Okay, so Burley, I was going to say, would you like to send that poor young Amish girl to Paris and do an Eiffel Tower on her?
Of course, dude. Well, I like to call it a wobbly H. You just go.
I just feel bad for whoever is going to be in the front, because that poor woman's going to get a gut to her fucking head if we have to fucking lean over to do the edge.
She's going to have a rash on her forehead that's never going away, dude. You got to get real close to get anything on me.
So, she's going to look at it. She's like, why is your belly button so deep?
At least you won't be like, why does it stink? There's going to be enough of those smells going on.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the smells. I assume a log cabin doesn't smell great.
Well, they're not log cabins. They're just old houses that some of them are new, but there's no real good insulation. And it's just a couple of wood stoves in there, and they boil the water to put in there. You take a dump outside somewhere that goes in a hole. And
can the Amish use deodorant?
I don't know. I don't think they do. I've never smelled one that did.
I'm gonna lick your armpit. Just slide it.
Has anybody marketed beard products specifically to the Amish?
Well, there is a company called Honest Amish, but I don't know if they actually use it. But hey, Tyson, if you're listening, let's get in there with the cologne, the deodorant. They don't need the mustache wax because they shave that shit off.
My wife ran across this picture. And I'm pulling it out of the trash.
Oh.
She made about 1,000 gay jokes about whoever this guy is. It's funny as shit, dude. She's like, she's just rubbing cum in.
I wonder who that guy is. We'll have to ask Tyson if he actually knows that person or if it was like a generic
photo. That Adobe stock? Yeah.
Huh. Like, that's my brother-in-law, Eric.
Yeah. Oops, sorry, dude.
Yeah. Hey, they're from Utah. I mean, listen, there's a lot of things that are happening in my area that I'm not going to bring up on this show quite yet. That has to do with people from Utah. And maybe these people on the Deluxe Edition Network, maybe we have a Utah podcast. Maybe we don't. But either way, let's give them a shout out before I forget. Podcast of the month, we have Bacon Is My Pod. And this, the Beard Lost Podcast, for whatever reason, it's us. It's our lucky month. These guys party like it's St. Patrick's Day all of the time. Surprised they didn't have us on April for the 20th, but they decided to do it. So thanks to them. Check it out, deluxeeditionnetwork.com. The Body Wrong Podcast is on there. Got the Drink Clock Podcast. You got a whole bunch of great podcasts that I'm forgetting. Goot is the podcaster of the week. He loves it. He was pretty excited about it. He didn't make any smart-ass jokes about it. None. But either way, check them out. And the hats we're rocking. Check out boozeveteran.com. I got the beer veteran. He's got the cannabis veteran hat. And again, don't come at us. They said it. 20-something-year-old veteran Toby said it's not like stolen valor. The cool hats. Got the beanie because it's, 25-mile-an-hour winds. It's 20 degrees here, and we're getting more snow. So I said, we got to rock the beanie today. And you've been rocking that. It's greenish, black? It's greenish,
this one's black. Yeah, black. I have a green one as well. Got a green, the granddaddy hat.
Oh,
the fisherman's hat or whatever.
They look the same color on the screen. That stinks. But do they? I bet they look great. Yeah.
I got to get a better camera. I'm just, again, no stolen valor or anything like that. But if I go to an Applebee's and they offer me 15%, I'm taking it.
Why not?
Oh, yeah.
It's Applebee's franchise. I mean, they got the money.
They'll thank me for my service. I'll thank them for theirs. Some boneless wings.
Half-price apps. Let's go.
That's right.
We ate at, we were just at a hotel, and they had a chain restaurant. I'm pretty sure it does, their main thing is breakfast. Not a Denny's, but kind of like it. Another reason I said Denny's is because it's, you know, we got the Denny's coming up for the deluxe edition hour. It rhymes with Jerkins.
I would say it's all, yeah, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
We don't have those down here. I know what you're talking about, but I've never been to one.
And to be honest, I hadn't ate at one, and I was just looking at the prices, and I don't know if they're usually expensive or they just jack it up because it's in a hotel. So I just assumed everything else is ridiculous price there. And it was like $16.99 for like a breakfast meal or a breakfast skillet or whatever. And their thing was they had a GP, which was like great. I don't know what the hell it even stood for, but it was anything under $9.99. So they, we all just looked, and it was called the Magnificent Seven. So you got two eggs any way you wanted, three pancakes, and a couple of strips of bacon for $9.99. I'm like, that's
doable.
Not bad.
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
not bad.
So we all did that one, and it was pretty good. I've never had one. The waitress was a raging bitch at first, so I had to give her some shit to get her batch. Which, understandably, she had about 14 tables, and she was the only waitress left, and it was like 30 minutes until closing, so
Ooh.
Probably dealt with some shit. I get it. It was some long days. And the guy that was checking us out was all pissed because he saw my beard and was like, I feel bad. I was like, why do you feel bad? He goes, I just shaved my beard this morning. I've been here since 5:40. I had a little bit of a mental breakdown, and I shaved my beard off this morning, and everybody's been making fun of me all day.
I was like, sucks to suck, bro.
Sorry, I'm sorry that God hates you.
I'd have been slowly raising my credit card up, like, just fucking, why are you telling me this? You know,
I'm sorry.
Hey, like, take
hey.
It.
I was like, hey, well, I shaved my balls today too. Did you?
Yeah, just kind of hit them beneath the nose. Like, hey, smell that.
Yeah. Side joke, and also a fact, Perkins has really good cream pies. Banana cream pie? Oof. Oh, you probably should.
You know
have
what they charge for a slice of the cake or pie?
Probably $7.99.
It was $14.99.
For
is
a
what it was
slice?
On the menu. For a that's what I'm assuming because then it showed like a whole cheesecake for $47.99.
There's no fucking way. That's gotta
that's
be
what,
me, that's gotta be crazy.
He's doing this
prices.
So hard right now.
Yes, but I was.
I have
maybe
a
I read it wrong, but it
right
showed
fucking next to me.
It showed what we thought.
Burn it down.
Okay. The first thing I'm looking up is the prices of these pies. The second thing I'm looking up is the literacy rate in New York.
Also, cream pies. Look that up third.
Yeah, look up. Yep, cream
that
pies.
That one's already on there. That was right. That tab. That tab's already saved.
He had
amateur cream pie, my favorite.
Oh yeah, dude. Hill.
See, is that amateur
Perkins
or
actually
mature?
Have a fucking website. Stop it.
I mean, going to like.
Oh, like, there it is. God, why is it? It's like the 18th option. It's that fucking good. It's not even. Okay, menu. Bada bing, bada boom. Zip code. Boom. I gotta say it out loud. You guys go ahead and do your thing.
12901.
Yep.
12901, Platts Vegas, okay. Baby.
Bakery.
Plattsburgh. This was in Plattsburgh. It was voted the number one party school for a long time.
You have a really cool party school near you, too. It's recently hit the news.
So, a slice of carrot cake is $6.59. The whole cake is $48.
They were charging $14.99 a
slice. Holy shit. No, yeah, for the pies. Yeah, it is. A banana cream pie is $14.99.
The fuck is wrong with y'all? That's crazy.
Oh wait, no, that's the whole pie. $14.99 for the whole pie. Pie slice is $4.69.
See, they didn't have the per slice on the menu at all there. And all you saw was $14.99, but they showed a slice of it. And then they showed the cheesecake, whole cheesecake, $47.99. So we're like, fuck, we're not getting, I'm not paying. I was like, kids,
yeah.
I like you most of the time, but I'm not paying $14.99 for a slice of this shit. And they were like, no, that's cool. I mean, granted, it was getting pretty late.
Have you all seen this new surging thing at like the fast food, like the Wendy's, the surge prices they're doing now?
I heard Wendy's.
Oh, no,
went
they dropped it immediately.
Oh, so, they did?
Yeah. So I guess I should, you know, verify that. But from the, because I saw that too, and I was like, that's some bullshit. And I think like 3 or 4 days later, before it even launched, Wendy's immediately pulled back from it.
I went to fast food today for the first time. Cheat day. But I went to Whataburger, and that's already an expensive place. So I don't really have like a gauge, But I've been told like one person at McDonald's right now is like 17, 18 bucks.
That's yeah, fucking we wild. Recently went with, there was either four or five of us, and it was a rate around 60 bucks. And it was like Happy Meals, you know, a Big Mac. Like it wasn't anything wild. Crazy. It was
it's wild.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause we got into this a little bit ago, and I told the family, I said, you know what, we're done. You know, I know you guys want this a quick meal. Like we'll go to a local place, spend just as much, if not less, and have much better food. So they didn't believe me. So I went to a buddy's restaurant. We went there. Five of us ate good food, like good quality.
Yeah.
And we each had a drink, and it was cheaper than when we went to McDonald's the week before. Yeah, I said, see, kids? And they were like, whoa.
Yeah,
fast food. You wait till you're adults, you little fuckers.
We got McDonald's at home.
They make fun of me because, like, on Tuesdays, every Tuesday we do some kind of taco, whether I buy Taco Bell or this or that. And even Taco Bell switched up the rewards. So it used to be like you'd get like a free chalupa or a free Mexican pizza or whatever. And I've noticed the last three times I've opened the app, there's like no rewards. They throw in like a 10% off breakfast, which I've never even had breakfast there. They've really switched it up. So, and their prices are getting pretty high for the five. They, you know what I mean? They're sometimes they throw in that like $5.99 meal or a $7.99 meal. Now everything's just kind of a little, they come out with the one thing that I really liked. They got rid of it and substituted it with something that was like $4 more. I'm like, even that's getting 50, 60 bucks for five people to eat there.
Y'all are food app people? Y'all are food app people?
For food app.
Are you not?
I look down on food app people. I look down on them. Just like, come on.
Explain your reasons.
It's fast food. I look down on the Starbucks app people. Just fucking go to the thing and pay. Just, you don't have to go.
That's so fucking lazy. Mm. That is so lazy. Honestly, it is so much more convenient to actually have it on the app. Because guess what? You guarantee that it is put in correctly yourself. You do it.
There's a screen right there. Like, hey, and they even ask you, is it right on the screen? And you go, yep. And that's the same as the app.
So, but you can pay half the price by using the app. And you can get rewards and get free shit later. So you can pay half price now and get free shit later. But, what's the downside?
You get the rewards from spending more money there. It's making you spend more money.
You're not spending any more money. There's no way. Whatever you order, I guarantee.
As easy as you're saying, you're going there more often. They make more money. They don't. These businesses don't give away free.
Do you use DoorDash? Do you use DoorDash?
No, I killed it. I killed it at the beginning of the year.
Okay, I'm gonna say because I've never used that either. So I was like,
Oh no, I was a fucking platinum member on Uber Eats.
So you would use that, but you won't use the app to actually.
Yeah,
that
because I don't have to. I don't have to leave my house. But if I'm out. And I have to pull out an app to order at McDonald's.
But you, okay, so this is the beauty of the thing. So you're going to, so you have to go to McDonald's to get the food anyways, right? So before you leave, you can go, I already know what the fuck I'm going to get. If not, the menu's literally in my hand. You can order it and go, boom, okay, my fucking code is A768. Boom, I'm going to get to McDonald's. And instead of getting to McDonald's and say, can I get a number five? You can just say, I got an order for pickup A768. See you at the window. Boom. Already paid. Don't I have to say to him, do you want a receipt? No, thank you. Bada bing, bada boom. Get the fuck out. There's no downside.
You turn Italian when you talk about fast food. Bada bing, bada boom.
Hey, so you know what I said? I am passionate about the app. You're looking down on somebody who's looking so far fucking up from you right now, dude. They are superior. I'm like, I'm going to look up how much fucking points I have. Right now while you're paying quadruple the price for your fucking chicken nuggies. I'm getting a 40 piece and two large fries for $13.99 while you pay that for a 10 piece combo. You and I are not the same. We're not the same.
I really enjoy the human interaction. That's what I like.
Yeah, it's gonna be AI soon.
I like it whenever the Hispanic girl doesn't understand what I'm saying. I like it.
We don't have them here.
We do go to McDonald's a lot. We travel a lot for sports teams. And unfortunately, when you live out in the middle of nowhere, the only thing that's usually open past 9 o'clock, fucking McDonald's, unfortunately. But the points do not justify 22,400.
How much you use the points?
You can. I do. So it's just, but you can only use one thing per visit.
That's how they get you. Now you got to go more.
Well, no, because, I mean, like, it's so you can spend $7,000, so the next three things, you know what I mean? And so I may accumulate. Right,
but nobody just orders a thing. So that's how they're making their money, is you're going to go in there and spend some more money. It's
right, sick. No, right, I'm saying, but if I can get a free Happy Meal, that's $7 that I'm saving.
I got sunburned like a bitch. Why didn't y'all say something? Red.
I thought maybe Jesus. You got, like, some fake bake.
I thought, yeah, I know the spray tans are in, so I was like, maybe.
Nah, dude, I don't tan. If I'm out in the sun for a little bit, it looks like my mom fucked a lobster. Just, I look horrible.
Yeah. So. Yeah, maybe you just, like, pretty close to a chemical explosion in Houston again. I know those things are, like, pretty common.
Carcinogen Coast, bro. That's where we're at. Let's go. Lovely smell like cancer every morning.
It's not a tan, it's just a chemical burn.
Yeah, it's cool, dude. The chicks dig burns and scars.
Yeah, they do. Speaking of chicks digging scars and stuff, Euban, you've had to hear this going through the news. How, remember that Kansas City Chiefs game that was like super friggin' cold? Like set records how cold it was. People are grabbing beers and shit.
Yes.
People are getting amputated because of frostbite and shit from that game. There was an article on like NBC News, and it says some attendees of frigid Chiefs game forced into amputations following severe frostbite.
Yep.
Those are assholes, though. They had it coming.
I mean, I don't know. Like, why go to that game? Why even have that game? I understand, you know, they postponed Buffalo because of the actual snow itself. But I think frigid temperatures like that probably warrant maybe a 24-hour delay as well.
Yeah,
you would think. The safety of the fans now kind of depend on it.
Why wouldn't the players be having any of these issues when the people in the stands probably were wearing more clothes?
I'd have to imagine they weren't. You know, there's always those idiots that just wear a shirt or no shirt.
Yeah.
And they paint their chest. Well, it has to be them, right?
And the players are, so they have heaters on the field. And then you got to think too that what they're putting on, I think it's Tiger Balm or whatever. It's like this Vaseline type shit, but it keeps you warm. So you can be shirtless and you can still feel like it's fucking 80 degrees.
Hmm.
And that's what the players wear.
You would think that fans would be like, huh, I'm going to put this shit on there. It said 12 patients have undergone amputation surgeries.
See, but I don't recall anybody. I guess now we're probably going to look it up. Was anybody shirtless during that event? I don't even think there was. Oh, fuck.
Oh, there's going to be that. That's TV time right there.
I hope they lose their nipples.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Guys, give me 2 seconds. I need my medicine. I'll be right back. Okay. Hold on.
Yeah, go get your medicine.
Popping Molly's. On a Monday.
I remember watching the game, and I think I commented in our group chat, and I was like, there's that guy without a shirt on. And there's it holds 79,000 fans there, which I don't know how many were actually in attendance for that game. And man,
I wonder if it sold out. Casey, they're faithful, man. Even whenever they had freaking Elvis Gerback, they were still selling out the stadium. They are faithful.
I couldn't imagine. Like, I love my team, don't get me wrong, but there is no chance in hell that I'm showing up to a game that is that goddamn cold unless I am wearing every kind of protection. I mean, more protection than Tyson not trying to have a seventh kid, kind of. Like, there's precaution after precaution, you know? It's no goddamn chance. No chance. Speaking of that, shit. Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to ask, are you going to buy a Russell Wilson jersey?
Fuck no. No. I've being a Pirate or a Pittsburgh fan and a Pirates fan, I've always learned that you have to, like, especially with the Pirates, the only jersey I'll ever own is a Clemente jersey. Legend.
Fair enough.
On the wall. He's a, you know, if not, you're going to end up having to have a jersey of somebody that's probably on the Yankees later on. And now that the Steelers, like, I would always go like legendary defensive ends. Kiesel was an obvious choice. You know what I mean? I would debate Watt, but I don't, and I do have a Big Ben jersey because he was there forever. You know, it's if you find a player that's going to be there,
hang that up in the bathroom. That's where he does business. That's where he does business.
It's there, framed.
That's his. I thought that was his diary. He's like, if I ever want to put somebody to, if I ever want to go to sleep, I just put on my Big Ben jersey.
Yeah.
Oh God,
and have some Jello.
Is it right next to your Cosby sweater?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Also framed.
Okay. We're all podcasters. If you get the opportunity to have Cosby as a guest.
Absolutely.
Of course. Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
Only if it's in person and I get to have a drink with no lid.
Oh yeah, dude. Let's go. I'm gonna go use the bathroom. Be right back.
I'm gonna go grab those pudding pops. You want one? Two pudding pops?
And make sure you know that's my drink.
They gotta be the fucking chocolate banana ones.
Oh.
It's just, oh no, there's nowhere to put this. Let me just sit this right next to you. Just
yeah.
Let me go grab those pudding pops. I'll be right back.
Yes.
And I mean, we're podcasters, so there's going to be cameras. So, I mean, we're going to have footage. We're going to be extra famous. That's going to be the one that blows up. They're going to all watch that episode and probably know others.
And all you see is just.
How do we AI an episode with Cosby as the guest?
I think within 6 months, it's there. You remember that? I sent you the link to that one podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I forget what it is, but there's a podcast. The entire thing is AI scripted with AI voices of celebrities. So it could have, I forget a couple of the examples. I don't remember what it is.
It was, cool story. It was like Rogan was on there and
It was like Rogan interviewing Oprah or something like that. And then they had like another celebrity, like two celebrities that don't make sense are either arguing or interviewing each other, all AI, all voices. And it's, I almost want to say like the thing that we're using was like Phantom or something like that. It began with a P. It was on the briefcase the whole time.
Yeah, it's locked really tight.
But it's pretty funny. It's a cool concept. And then you also sent me the one where there was a whole AI show where there's like two dudes and AI kind of takes over the show. They write the script, the AI, which I'm pretty sure has to be a producer that just pops in.
Do you know who Will Sasso is, right?
Oh yeah.
It's Will Sasso and Chad Colgan. Yeah. They have a podcast together called Dudesy and, it's madly popular. Yeah. And it's them just writing the script and it's pretty fucking clever, dude.
It's very clever. Yeah. Very, very clever. It's very well done and like catches them off guard and it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
They got in a shitload of trouble because they did a full 1 hour special AI of what's his name? Old guy. He was always pissed off and angry. The seven words you can't say. Was it?
Oh, George Carlin.
George Carlin. They did a full AI 1 hour special of George Carlin and released it, and George Carlin's family got fucking pissed.
Ooh. Oh shit!
But they wrote all the jokes and just had it in his voice. It's fucking hilarious, dude. Just like, yeah, we're missing out on opportunities here.
I agree. We've had some side conversations of some potential things, and yeah, I think one of the last ones I watched, it was they hit Stallone or Hulk Hogan or something. And
yeah,
that was
it's dude. It's perfect. It's perfect.
It is. It is pretty perfect, huh? I'm trying to think what else
we had Saturday Night Live on, and I know we talked about it before. It is garbage. It is not funny at all. Like there might be sometimes I'm like, huh. But not like the old days of like Will Ferrell or even the older days of Chevy Chase and stuff like it. It's just not that funny. And unless Shane Gillis is on, then he can save the show.
Shane but crushed it. I'm happy for him.
He did. He did. Me too. A big fuck you to to them. Was it Lauren Michaels, whatever his name is? But yeah, no, it's – I was sitting there watching it, and then you mentioned Will Sasso and just Bobby Lee, Will Sasso, all those guys. Just Michael, what was his name? I can't remember, but the guy that played Stewart
from prison,
Michael McDonald, I think his name
is that actually. I was going to say that, but isn't that also the singer?
Also a singer, yeah.
Okay, that's what I was wondering. I was like, I didn't want to. I don't even want to attempt it because with the whole Joan River voice, it ain't going to
sound
go well.
Great, dude. I believe in you.
Nope.
I think you should do it.
Nope.
Yeah, dude. As a teen, Mad TV was superior.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Because it was a show made for teens that was dirty.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what made it so much better. And then as once I got a little older, I went to SNL, you know, but Mad TV was the shit for a while.
There was no new episodes of Mad TV. So you were forced to go into Saturday Night Live again. And it's just absolutely trash.
Yeah, it's not good. I haven't watched it before.
I remember we would watch the hey, guys, you remember VHSs? I would watch the VHS of the best of Chris Farley and the best of
Will Ferrell.
Yeah, Will Ferrell. That we would watch those a lot. A fucking lot, dude.
Same. We even had like the whole collection of even like David Spade. It's like, is there a lot of David Spade greatest hits? There's a few.
There's a few bangers in there.
But we had like Adam Sandler, just, you know, all of them. Like there's just so many. And now I don't think I can name five people probably that's on it.
Michael Che and Colin Jost.
Is Kenan Thompson still on there?
Kenan Thompson's still on there.
Okay.
Michael Che and Colin Jost are really the stars, I think. They're the Weekend Update guys.
Oh, okay. I don't know their names, but I know who you're talking about.
Them coming up with the jokes for each other, that like that's the best thing SNL's done in a very long time. It's fucking great, you know. Michael Che, first black head writer of the show ever. So shout out Michael Che.
Very nice.
Saturday Night Live started in 1975.
Yep. Also, Bill Murray and Chevy Chase hated each other. They would get in fights backstage.
Did they both start from Chicago, right? Did they have like their own club before Saturday Night Live?
Second City in Chicago is where a lot of those guys came from. It's like an improv troupe. But it was in New York the whole time. Like, but they were all coming from Second City. Yeah, that's where Farley came
Aykroyd.
From. Aykroyd, Belushi, all those guys. They all came from over there.
A lot of big names around that. Now we can't even name five.
Pete Davidson still on?
No, he's not still on there. Fun fact, there was one season Robert Downey Jr. was a cast member. You can look that up.
Before or after sleeping in a toddler's bed?
Oh, dude, it might have been around the same time. He looks rough, dude. He's in the 90s. He was young, and yeah, he was not very good, though. He was only 1 year.
I love me some fucking Robert Downey Jr. That is Iron Man forever.
But before that, what was he? A fucking drunk.
I mean, so I think wasn't Sherlock Holmes, was that before Iron Man?
No.
It was right after.
Dude, Iron Man rejuvenated his career.
Tropic Thunder. He was the dude playing the dude disguised as another Iron dude. Man,
what year was Iron Man?
Tropic Thunder came out because he won like a Razzie for that?
2008.
Iron Man was 2008.
2008
I think
was
Tropic
Iron
Thunder
Man.
Was 2007. Maybe. Come on.
2008?
Same year?
Damn. So it was right around the same time, yeah.
Sherlock Holmes was 2009.
Damn, I knew it was close.
He had a resurgence, dog. And it was all because of Iron Man.
I don't know. I'm just pulling up his IMDb.
That's what I'm doing as well.
Shout out Rage and Pillage Podcast, which is also on IMDb. Make sure you guys check that
out. Hey, have you checked to see if you have one? Because I didn't know I had one.
To be honest, I haven't.
Let's go to my There's no way I have one.
Charlie Bartlett, whatever that was in 2007.
Oh, he's been
dude,
at
there's
it
a bunch of shit movies before that. Ally McBeal, yay.
You know, I'm in the 80s right now. Rent and Lips. That could be a porn.
Natural Born Killers. Forgot about that one.
1969 could be a porno.
But he had so many good ones after.
Oh yeah, dude. He was apparently he's not fun to work with. So 85, no, wait, hold on. What year was he?
Natural Born Killers he was in.
Just said that.
I was paying attention. What other ones did you say?
Yeah, dude, there's a lot of these. Yeah. There's a lot of movies in here I've never heard of, dude. I'm telling you, Iron Man was his break, you know?
A lot. I was just trying to think of how many of them sound like porn names. Kiss, Kiss, Bang, Bang.
Lucky You.
Good Night and Good Luck.
The Shaggy Dog. I'd watch that.
Mm-hmm. A Scanner Darkly.
Oh, I remember that one.
I remember that movie. Reeves,
right?
Yeah.
Elton John, I Want Love. Could be a porn.
Whatever We Do.
Wonder Boys. What?
That's a bisexual porno.
Bowfinger.
Elton John. It's the Elton John movie. How did we miss that one?
Two Girls and a Guy.
Wonder Boys.
One Night Stand.
Oh, Bowfinger. I remember that movie.
Only You. That's just him jerking off.
No, Burley, I gotta give you shit just because you gave Matt shit. You said three of them right after Matt did.
Listen, dude, I'm the guest.
Yeah, so I was letting it go.
I don't have to pay attention, dude. Hey,
I let it go after two. Three, I was like, listen here, motherfucker.
Well, while you were doing that, I was also pre-searching a conversation that I was going to slide in here because it was something that blew my mind. But there was also, speaking of Roberts and actors, I wanted to throw this in here. Did you hear De Niro had a kid at 80?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's 80. Is that legal?
I don't know how old she was, but I guarantee you she had to not be born anywhere near the time he was probably 50. I guess we should probably look that up.
Do you think it was surrogacy?
At 80?
Does it have any mental illnesses?
45. She's 45. Tiffany Chen.
Isn't she considered like geriatric?
That's fairly old, I believe, to have a baby.
Statistically, higher chance. Yeah. So,
wow. He looks rough. That's a rough picture. If you go to Google and just type in Robert De Niro girlfriend, yikes. Either way.
Oh, I was like, man, she doesn't look that bad. But no, this is his daughter. hold on. Yeah, because she's black, right?
He's
notorious into black chicks. Yeah. Grace Hightower is his first wife.
Yeah, this is Tiffany Chen.
Oh, that doesn't sound like a black person.
No. Nope. We'll bring an image up, but right here.
Nope. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. This is a fun game. What movie was he in that he met her at?
Oh.
Did he do any like Vietnam movies or anything like that?
Meet the Fockers 2.
It's Hell in Saipan.
This is them doing some kind of exercise. Maybe.
She's like, I call this there. Kick the bucket soon. Just go in. Hi.
Oh, what's that called? Tai Chi? That's stereotypical lady.
He's like, I just shit my pants. And she's like,
I don't like this anymore.
She's like, let me smell. Let me check you. Like a toddler.
He is like, he definitely did shit.
Yeah,
his
why
pants.
Am I smelling this?
And just, she's like, lay down. I will change your diaper. Oh. Right now.
No, she's like, put him down.
Click on that story. How she fell in love. Where'd they meet? Let's find out.
Oh, let's do
I want to know that if they went to a movie
on
set
the
or
intern
something.
Set.
Oh, with Anne Hathaway?
I'd give it to her.
We're not
something
gonna,
about
we're gonna go to her.
I don't know what it is. I think it's maybe I'm intimidated by a woman who's very smart, which is why my wife's a fucking idiot.
The couple met on the set of the 2015 movie The Intern. She is the martial arts instructor.
Stereotype. Accurate. Let's see. Was it with Anne Hathaway, though?
Did you ever see the Anne Hathaway movie where like she's like trying to fuck the gang members?
It isn't with Anne Hathaway.
Oh, Princess Diaries 3?
No, this was rough. Like she like does a whole gangbang scene. Because that's how you get like jumped into it. It's like full nudity. Everything. It's fucking wild. It's wild, dude.
It's very often that I'm intrigued. Like
it's
I'm not a moviegoer.
It's
true. I'm gonna see. What was the name of this movie?
It's called like Raw or something. Dude, hold on.
Yeah, well, he's really is the yeah.
What was the? Did you listen to the latest Two Bears One Cave from like last week or the week before? There was a movie.
Havoc. It's called Havoc. Sorry.
Okay, Havoc. He's writing that down.
2005.
There was a pretty famous actor, obviously an older one. I almost want to think it was De Niro. That there was a movie that he did forever ago, where he was either getting jerked off by a dude or was jerking off a dude, like in this movie. I'm fairly certain it was De Niro. They were talking about it because I think it started with either the movie, then the baby, or the baby, then the movie. Like they just happened to find it and they were like, what?
Dirty Grandpa has him jerking off.
This was like a dude and dude scene.
Okay. I mean, we can't watch it here, obviously, but Robert De Niro and Gerard Depardieu getting hand jobs from Stefania Cassini.
That's what it was. Yep. And it's an older movie, right?
Oh, and apparently it shows it all. The first comment on Reddit is more like getting their super flaccid wieners manhandled. It's right there on Reddit. I'll drop the link in the chat.
I was looking too, because didn't William Dafoe do something terrible in Antichrist?
Oh no, he's got a few movies where he just shows his hog. It's an elephant trunk, dude.
They just like, hey, we got this movie. Would really, really like it. You know, you're gonna be the Green Goblin. He's like, all right, but only if I get to show my dick. And they're like, it's Sony. It's intended for kids. Can we just not? No, we can say Green Goblin on these nuts and just show my hog. Oh, what the fuck?
Oh, what'd you do? Dog?
I didn't even touch anything.
It was too hot for TV.
You say
bro.
One Green Goblin joke and fucking you get censored.
Disney's
like, what the fuck?
Oh, you reversed it. Don't say that again. It's going to break it again.
I kind of want to try it again just to see if it fucks it up.
Okay, go ahead.
Green Goblin on these nuts. If it did, that would have been fucking
legendary.
That'd
have been wild. I'd have loved that. Wait, did you ever see the Italian Stallion?
Like, oh yeah, dude, I was a big Rocky fan. You don't think I've watched that porno? Fuck yeah.
Yeah. Did you see the Stallone documentary?
I don't think so.
I don't.
It's amazing. It's amazing. That guy should not be famous, and he knows it. Like I didn't realize until I watched that documentary that he wrote Rocky.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, like he had to fight because they were like, yeah, the story's great, but we don't want you in it. And he's like, no, go fuck yourself. I want to be the star. You know, like, had he not fought to be the star and like went sideways and got his own funding, he would not be famous today.
Yeah.
Also, do you know why his face is all fucked up?
Why?
The left side of his face is all paralyzed, basically, because the doctor used those salad tongs on his head and fucked his head all up when he's being born. Yeah. Yeah, wow. Fucked his whole face up.
Well, I guess it worked out for him.
Yeah.
At the end.
I always thought he had a touch of something, but no, he just got fucked up at the beginning.
I'm still not certain he doesn't.
Well, there's that too.
I'm not certain.
Dang. I just opened up and just seen the girl going skiing with Robert De Niro and the fucking son of a bitch. It's like opening up Meat Spin again on the fucking computer again. Son of a bitch.
At least it's Reddit. You're not going to get a virus there. So.
That's true.
Unless you go a couple clicks deep.
Yeah, there's that too.
Carl Weathers, I think, who played Apollo Creed, he said too, he said, I guess whenever he was doing the audition to play Creed, he was sitting there and he didn't know who Sylvester Stallone was.
Yeah.
And he was sitting there doing it and he's like, well, you know, I'd love to do this, but can you get me somebody who can fucking act? And, you know, and I guess Sylvester Stallone was kind of like, who the fuck, you know, fuck this guy. And everyone else just started dying laughing and everything. And eventually that's kind of what nailed him the part. So
he played a bunch of small roles in movies you wouldn't think of. I forget what they were. It talked about it in the documentary, but I was like, no shit. I mean, he's like in the background of some wild ass movies that you just wouldn't even know.
He's got a bunch of albums out too, like
his
music.
His brother.
No, he has some too.
What?
Fairly certain that he.
What?
Because I bought some vinyls just because a buddy challenged me, obviously before I had more kids and had money, that I would get all of the soundtracks that he did, but more importantly, that he was on. like soundtracks and stuff. So I started collecting those, but I thought there was a couple, and I could be wrong. Could have been a bar thing when I was drinking a lot. I thought there was like one or two, at least songs or albums that he put. I know his brother was a musician. I thought they did a couple things together, but maybe not.
Frank Stallone, he put him in all of his movies because his brother was like a struggling musician.
Yeah, but maybe it was just soundtracks and him, because I know he was like the Rhinestone and shit like that he did. But.
Okay, so I'm finding 1978, but it looks like it's all soundtracks. Hold on.
And it could be. Maybe that was the thing. I could have swore there was a song or two that was just fucking
Sylvester
brutal.
Stallone with Dolly Parton, Going Back to Heaven, Stay Out of My Bedroom. What? 1984.
I was going to say, I thought there was something where he sings and it's just not good.
I love me some Dolly. You know what, though? I guarantee I'd probably rather listen to Sylvester Stallone over Bruce Springsteen or Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan can eat my asshole.
Does that mean that you really like him or do you really hate him?
No. In a bad way. Like an unbidated butt. By the way, can we talk about that for a second? It's been so long since I've like properly wiped my ass, because now it's just like a pat down, you know?
Yeah.
That these last few days without a bidet, like, it's painful. I don't know how y'all do it anymore. It's painful to wipe your ass.
No, I'm a bidet guy, and I was just at a hotel and I was experiencing the same pain, and I was like, this is fucking terrible. Why don't these hotels have bidets? Why doesn't anybody live like this?
It's for the fucking cave people, dude. It's fucking trash, dude. You're all animals.
You've been a team bidet now, right?
I have a bidet that is still sitting in my closet, not installed.
Install it, dude. It takes 20 minutes. It changes your life.
Yeah, I know. I'm a lazy piece of shit.
You will start holding your shits until you get home. You are going to enjoy this so much.
I already do that anyways. I don't shit in public unless I absolutely have to. If I go to a local Mexican restaurant and it's just, I'm like, can I leave early? No, we got that meeting this afternoon.
I'm team home shit all day.
Yeah, especially when there are bidets. Each of my toilets have a bidet and it's fucking fantastic.
My wife won't use it. She won't even try it. I'm just like, she's like, yeah, I don't know. Like, you might splash on that nozzle and I don't want your poop on my poop. I'm like, it's worth it. It's worth it.
It's good. Mine's got a cleaning mode.
Yeah, mine does too. Yeah. What's your brand?
I have one that's the Bro Day bidet.
Okay.
And one that's the Lux bidet.
Oh, okay. I had the Tushy. Advertised on a shitload of podcasts and they talked me into it. So,
yep.
$100 worth it.
These ones were sent to me and I just threw them out there. So I was like, hey, this is good. I honestly like the Lux bidet, all kidding aside, is the one that I like better than the Bro Day bidet. And it's actually cheaper and it's like very popular on Amazon, to the point where I bought one for the old man and he was like, this is probably the best Christmas present I've ever got. He's got a bad back. He's older now. You know what I mean? He's just like, this is perfect. He used to travel all the time to fancy hotels and they had bidets.
Yeah.
He's like, this is awesome. It is. It's a game changer.
I try to tell everybody. I preach the word of the bidet.
About time somebody's got my back. I think it was because of me. And Euban was like, I'm just going to buy one. So he shuts up about it.
I was gifted it for Christmas. So it's been sitting in the closet for 3 months now. I need to.
Oh, okay. I thought it had been a while. Mine, I had it over a year before I finally installed it. So,
see, don't give me shit.
Well, I was also drinking pretty heavy. As soon as I quit drinking, I got a lot of these things done. You know,
I know. See, mine is like whenever I get home, it's very rare that I actually get to just like be at home without traveling fucking 3 hours somewhere or something like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, I get 20 minutes. Do I want to either touch my dick, hit a bowl, or do I want to install a bidet? I'm going to do two out of the three, and I can tell you.
Well, I mean, both, like, not the two bidet. Of those things involve touching a bowl, if that helps. So.
Touche. But do I want
that's
to do
the name
the
of the brand, too.
Touche. Touche bidet.
Hey. Hold on. Hold on, brother. That's a brand. Let's go.
That's a brand. Yeah, write that down. Write that down.
Every episode, without fucking fail, man.
I'm pretty sure a bunch of these bidet brands and a lot of these companies now, all they do is they get on, what is it, AliExpress or Temu or however the hell you're supposed to say it. And they
Alibaba.
Just buy a product and put Alibaba and just put a sticker on it. And they're like, there we go. That's my
Alibaba
bidet now.
Alibaba sounds like a terrorist organization, right?
Or a boxer.
Yeah. Or a guy that makes flying carpets, you know, something, you know. But I mean, I've never bought anything. I looked around on Temu and I just don't know how it works. So I'm just saying, I'm not fucking with it.
But I bought wireless mics is really the only thing I bought. I got two sets, one that you can plug in USB-C, one normal USB. You can have two wireless mics paired to one receiver. In total, it was like $7 for both of them. How People long are reselling them for like 50.
Honestly, not bad.
Not that long. A couple weeks.
Not bad.
They used to say like 6 weeks for like Wish. I think it was like 6 to 8 weeks. The Orange app, it's like 2 weeks, sometimes 10 days or whatever. But the incessive amount of push notifications made me delete the app within 2 days. Couldn't do it.
Temu?
Couldn't do it. Yeah.
Oh, you can turn those off.
You can, but it's just whenever you open it too, it's play this game to get this much percent off, do this. It's fucking annoying. Yeah,
people do it. I had a close friend of mine that sent it to me and was like, I'm only two away from getting all of this stuff for, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not doing that for you, sorry. Like,
that's what? The Chinese so close. Stealing, like, your goddamn information right there.
So I'm telling you guys, you would if you installed it right now, you'd be able to see it. It is my daughter did it too. My wife did it. You get the app and it goes, all right, get up to a dollar or get up to $100 and you get, you know, $100 worth of free shit. And you're like, oh, sweet. And so immediately you're like, you do the first task and you're like, boom, here's $30. You're like, oh shit. I'm getting there already. You do another task, 60. You're like, so you do another one, 90. And you're like, all right, you have one left. You're like, I'm going to fucking get this immediately. You do it and you're like, I'm at $90.01. You're like, whoa, 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 what happened? How did I get a penny for this one? So your task, it makes you think you're getting close every single time. It just gives you a fraction of what you want. But you'll never get it. And it's $100. You don't even get $100 free items. You get $100 worth of coupons. It's the biggest fucking scam in the world.
But you're willing to use a fast food app. It all comes full circle, dude.
That's not even the same thing. I'm not waiting 2 weeks and getting push notifications to get half price nuggets. You're saying, hey, I'm gonna go. And like, it would be different if you're like, I'm not gonna use the app. I'm just gonna go and get it myself. You're going to the same fucking place. You're literally doing the exact same thing. Instead of saying your order, you're doing it on your phone, which you're already on anyways, and you're saving half the price.
See what you did.
I'm just saying. It's just, you lose this.
You're not changing me. You can't make me do anything.
That's like the one thing I think that actually triggers Euban.
This is, you're just wasting so much money. Me and Matt have had this discussion with several people before. It makes zero sense to be on the other side of this. I will fucking die on this hill.
It's the one. This is the one.
This is it. Why do you think as soon as Wendy's was like, hey, we're doing the surge pricing, I was like, you know what? I rarely went to your shit establishment anyways. I'm definitely not going now. Fuck you.
Yeah. I guess I'm just not really a fast food guy. So
do you like Arby's?
I ate there. Okay. Here's a hill I'll die on.
Son of a bitch.
Your camera, dude.
What the fuck is going on?
I've been to Arby's one time my entire life.
Did you ring the bell?
What?
When you leave, did you ring the bell?
I went through drive-thru as I'm an adult. But I ordered all my food, made it all the way home. They forgot some of my items. Haven't been back since. Fuck them for life.
Yeah. You know what? I've sworn some places off, but it hasn't been for a long time. But I'm just saying, Arby's is fucking king. I love them. Love them dearly. I wish they would send me one of their meat sweatsuits. I would wear it every fucking day. I don't care if it's July. I'll be out there mowing in my meat sweatsuit. But you can if you get the app, two can dine for $9.99. Maybe you can get two combo meals for $10. You can't get that anywhere. You're like, no. I'd rather go to the window and fucking spend $26 on it. It's fucking clown.
Triple the price. I'll pay it.
Get all my food.
Yeah, you're not getting into my information on my phone, dude. You're just giving away your information, Euban. Just
aren't you? So, do you have Facebook?
No, I mean, I guess I technically
you're on
do,
Instagram.
I don't use
you're on Instagram. You've already given all of your information away. Get the
Google fuck me. You can't find my real name. That is a challenge to everybody listening to this show. Come at me.
He takes pride in that.
Now I kind of want.
Go for it. That's the challenge.
Damn. Don't try. No offense. I don't think you're going to win this one even.
This dick. I don't know, dude. I will send you some Robert Downey. I'll send you some coupons for McDonald's or something. We'll figure it out. Oh yeah, okay, that's the reward. I will download a fast food app and I'll film myself using it. That's the reward. Right.
I'm gonna steal your identity, and then you're like, one of these days you're just gonna open up your fucking checking account. You're like, why the fuck am I down to $69? What the fuck?
Sir,
it says you purchased 365 orders of McDonald's. And I'm just gonna say to the order of you, Ben. That's gonna be me going.
Yeah. Well, here's how childish
my
I am.
1 million points.
In that crisis of a moment, I would see $69 in my bank account and go, heh. And then go, ah.
Well, he would leave it at 420.69.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm just going to open this up because I can guarantee without even looking, Burley, that you're giving up a free order of fries by just not even using the app. One of the free items that you can get, I think every day, once per day, is a free thing of fries. Let me see. I'm going to go to my rewards because they have deals on there as well. So this isn't even. Let's see.
How do you feel about pushing the epidemic called obesity? So hard, dude.
It's, you know what though? If you want to go to McDonald's, treat yourself. Lose a foot. I don't give a fuck. Sometimes it's worth it. Does it taste like shit? Yes. But if I can get it for half the price and it's convenient and my kids can scarf down some chicken nuggies, so be it.
Filet of fish? Yes or no?
Fuck, disgusting. What's wrong with you?
Bring me back that filet of fish.
I fuck up a filet of fish.
I'd eat it.
Hell yeah.
So since I'm 30 miles away from the nearest one, it's not pulling up with anything. So I will send you a screenshot. I will send you a screenshot when I am near a McDonald's.
Without even looking, you knew, huh? So
it's showing me a 29-cent quarter pounder with cheese or a 29-cent double cheeseburger or six-piece McNugget.
And how many points does that use?
Nothing. That doesn't use any points. That's just a daily deal that you can use once a day.
Does it give you any points?
That's a good question. I don't know. I think it does. It's probably a fraction, though, because you're only spending 29 cents. So it's got to be dollar-based. You know what I mean?
I think still against it. I'm anti-food apps.
I'm kind of like anti-fast food, but I know that the kids like it. We have to eat it with all the sports and shit. So if I order it, I download the app. I have them all. I don't have 22,000 McDonald's points. I've only used the app there. I think we've been there once, maybe twice. But I'm kind of the guy that's like, because you first sign up.
You got a problem. You've been Jesus Christ.
But it's just, you sign up. Like, we went.
I hate McDonald's too, is the sad thing.
We were in Plattsburgh and they had a Chick-fil-A and they all wanted Chick-fil-A. And I'm like, there's no goddamn way I'm waiting in that line in the drive-thru. So I download the app. First time, they're like, hey, download this app. You get this for free. And I'm like, cool. Never had Chick-fil-A. So we got this, got it for free. It was only like $35. I'm like, this is pretty sweet. Not bad. I went in and it was pure fucking chaos. There was, I'd bet you 150 people in that restaurant. There was about 25 employees. The entire drive-thru was packed. I walked in. They had a little pickup thing, had mat on it, and I was out.
Yeah, they have it. Well, to be fair, Chick-fil-A's got Chick-fil-A has that shit down.
Yeah.
They're good at what they fucking do. Like, we literally changed some of the processes at my job to the Chick-fil-A model. We went and visited like how it works and like did a whole tour like how they do shit. That's how we changed our shit. They have figured there could be 100 cars in line. You won't be there longer than 10 minutes.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's because I wasn't a big Chick-fil-A fan. I'm not a big fried chicken fan to begin with. So I'll get a spicy chicken sandwich every once in a while if the family wants to go there. But I get there and I'm just like, I see the line wrap around the building twice. And I'm like, fuck this. I'm not doing that. And they're like, it won't take long. I'm like, you guys always say that. There's been 5 cars at McDonald's. Again, I'll trash McDonald's. And we've been there for fucking 30 minutes. I'm like, no. And sure as shit, we're moving. And we get to the window. My pleasure. About it. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Jesus has it going
That's
on.
That's quick.
Dude. Yeah.
I feel like fucking Moses going across the fucking water, bro. I was like, this is a shortcut. Like, this is amazing.
All that to say, you know what? It would be a lot worse if they allowed gays in there.
Honestly, every time I get it and the chicken sandwich is that good, I just text all my gay friends and I just say, fuck you, and just and just eat it.
Weird Al sang about it once.
What, the gays?
Probably. Yeah, about Chick-fil-A?
Not Chick-fil-A. I think he was done with that. Eat
it's it. It's okay to be gay at Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. That's a good fucking
hey. Right. Oh, write that down. It's AI, I'll finish it.
That's a new jingle.
Yep. Sponsored by Copper Johns.
Oh, yeah. Oh, shit. All right. Well, I just looked at the clock for the first time, and apparently we've already hit an hour.
Damn.
All
right.
That's a good one. So, all right. That's all we got. I don't have any cool outros or any cool sayings. You can check out You've Been Whacking Off, Still Whacking Off, all of them. Check out the Rage and Pillage podcast if you want. Check out Booze Veteran, Copper Johns. Use code Mormon Meat Hammer. Save yourself 20%. I'm going to create that.
That's the move.
And all the friends of the show, Deluxe Edition Network, all that good stuff. Can't thank you guys enough, Burley, You've Been, for taking some time out of your busy day. And we'll be back next week. All right. Keep your sticks on the ice. Be good to your wieners. That's all we got. Okay.
See ya.
In the realm of beard loss, a trio strong and true. You've Been, Brandon, and Beard Loss, with tales both old and new. Their whiskers like a forest, their knowledge like a stream, guiding us through beardom and culinary dream. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've Been, the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Beard Loss, the patriarch, his beard a regal crown, a symbol of authority in every bustling town. His wisdom, like bristles, sharp and well-defined, guiding all the bearded with every law outlined. You've Been Whacking Off, with laughter in his stride, weed in his hand and jokes worldwide. A mirthful spirit lighting up the room, in the haze of humor, dispelling any gloom. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've Been, the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. Together they unite, a trio strong and bold, in beard laws and laughter, and stories to be told. In the culinary realm that conquer every quest, a podcast that unlanes all the very best. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy at the helm, master in the culinary, every flavor realm. From spices to techniques, a foodie's delight, guiding our taste buds day in night. Beard Loss, the sage of facial grace, with whiskers flowing, setting the pace. You've Been, the jester in clouds of green, laughs and wisdom and sight unseen. Brandon J. McDermott, food daddy supreme, a feast of facts, the culinary dream. So gather round, well, listeners keen, to the Beard Loss podcast, a vibrant scene. With Beard Loss and culinary flair, a journey of knowledge beyond compare.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.